Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. Hope you've had a fantastic week, filled with lots of joy and success. You're looking after yourselves, you're ramping up your self-care, and you are just being able to adapt to what's going on in the world right now. Difficult times for everybody, challenging times for lots of us out there, really challenging for entrepreneurs, people holding on to their jobs. But let's not talk about all the negatives, let's talk about the positives. And the positives are that I've seen such amazing stuff out there online with people connecting with other people and supporting them and giving advice. So it inspired me to start doing that. And after chatting to a very dear friend of mine, she said I should embark on a daily Facebook Live video and share inspiration, share knowledge, inspire people to shift their lives. And today I completed day 19, and it's given me such joy to do this project and connect with people and connect with old friends, and very fortunately have managed to get clients through it. And it's just so magic, and it just shows that when you share your gifts and your knowledge and you can inspire people, so many magic things happen to you. Your life manifests so magically. And right now, friends, it's about humans first, business second. And it's about sharing your knowledge and your gifts and being of service to people, connecting with people. And as this project draws to a close, I'm stopping it after 21 days. I'm really reconsidering what next. I love connecting with people. I love sharing my life experience and receiving messages from people around the world that have been inspired to enter an Ironman. I mean, I was connecting with a lady today that she's adopted the 5-second rule that I spoke about, and she's entered an Ironman. Just absolutely awesome. So awesome. So today I'm going to share this wonderful gift that I use in my coaching business. And I normally always start with this, depending on where the person is, and obviously depending on what that person is coming to me for, whether it's performance related, whether it's life related, whether it's work related, whether it's crisis related. But it's developing the best version of yourself. And this has been an amazing coaching tool which I developed for myself. And as I've embarked on my coaching business full time now in the UK, I've adapted it, I've modified it, and I've made it really, really, really powerful. And the results have been exponential with myself and my clients. And I want to share this gift today with you. And I would love your feedback, and if there's any questions you have around how to develop your best self, if you're struggling to identify what that is, please connect with me, simonschmid.co. There's a little WhatsApp button and we can start chatting instantly. I'd be honored to help you and give you some advice to point you in the right direction. So what is the best version of yourself? Well, it's the ability to show up as the right version. It's the ability to understand what person you aspire to be. And the reason why it's so important is because we all have things that we are not proud of in terms of our behavior. We can be agitated. We can be irritable. We could be arrogant. We can be blamers. I was all of the above. And I'm far from perfect, but I'm very aware of my inefficiencies as a man. And this best version of yourself gives you the ability to be able to start showing up as the right version always. So what actually happens is you dissolve the worst version of you. And it's just so magic to see people's self-esteem improve, their own self-care, and they start to love themselves. And ultimately, it's all around enjoying the experience of who you are. You know, for the last number of years, I've only just discovered and understood that it is all just an experience. How have I realized that? Well, a lot of things, a hybrid of things, some plant medicine, intensive therapy, journaling, diving deep to the source of my trauma and traumas, understanding who I am and driving myself into becoming more of a conscious man. I really feel and I know that it's all just an experience. And the joy comes in understanding how to enjoy the ups and the downs. And you start to be authentically who you really are. And that is awesome. And who you are is so unique, rare, powerful, beautiful. You've got your own set of skills. You've got your own laugh. You've got your own fingerprints. There's no one on this planet like you. And that is something that needs to be treasured and treated with such respect and care. So when you want to develop the best self, I'm going to give you these tools. And please, as I said again, if you are struggling and you miss something in this podcast, please reach out to me, simonschmid.co, and I'd love to help you with this. So what we've got to do first, friends, is start to love the things you hate about yourself. This is part of the process. This is step one. Write down all the things that you hate about yourself. So, as it's the Simon Schmid podcast and it's Simon Schmid speaking, let's start with the things I hate about myself. Blamer, sensitive, vindictive, calculating, arrogant, can be narcissistic, awkward, shy, sensitive, disrespectful. I think I'll stop there. So you got to write these words down, all the things you don't love about yourself. And you got to take your time in writing those things down, because that's very powerful. So part of step one is you need to identify the words that you don't love about yourself. Then you've got to be able to love the things you don't love about yourself. And that is where the real shift starts, is when you can start to love the things you hate about yourself. I love the fact that I was a gossip. I was a blamer, arrogant, sensitive, narcissistic at times. I love those things about me. It makes me who I am. I'm able to accept them from a place of love and care towards myself. So that's step one. Step two, you've got to write down the words that you love about yourself. And a lot of people struggle to do this. I would say 80% of my clientele struggle with step two. They really do. Because their perceived reality of what their life is very different to their real reality. So step two is very, there's an A and B to this step. So A, you've got to write down the words that you love about yourself. Funny, charming, confident, active, loving, loyal, living my truth. Good dad, healthy, ambitious, networker. You get the drift of what I'm saying. So you got to write down all these words that you love about yourself. Part two is you've got to write an SMS to your friends and family that says the following. What do you love about me and why are you friends with me? And what happens is you sometimes get a very different perceived reality of yourself from the information you get from your friends and family. And this is fascinating. And you can introduce it saying that you're working with a personal coach, or you can just say, I'm rediscovering stuff about myself. Some people have to do an introduction, some people don't. But do what comes authentically to you. You can introduce why you're doing it, you can just write the sentence, but you've got to just do it and not be scared of the replies that you get. So now you've got all the words you love about yourself for step two. Now you've got the information from your friends and family. I would say don't do more than five people. Five being a max. And you attach those two sets of words together. So step one, you've got all the words you don't like about yourself. Step two, A and B, you've got all the words that you love about yourself and the words that your friends attach themselves to you with, the love they have for you. Now what you've got to do is you've got to identify what character symbolizes everything. Being the worst self and being the best self. It can be an actor, cartoon character, politician, person you know of influence. It can be anything. You can make up the character. And this is very, very important. And this helps you drive yourself into showing up as the best version of yourself and dissolving the worst version of yourself. So I'm going to share with you what my characters are. My worst self is a zoo panda. Now, a zoo panda is sensitive, aggressive, anxious, lives in a confined space, doesn't have freedom, pointed at, ridiculed, laughed at, no privacy, told what to eat, when to eat. And those things, I start to show up as the worst version of myself. I can be reactive, I can be sensitive, I can be nasty, I can be aggressive, I can be, all those things symbolize zoo panda. Because you must remember one thing about a panda, yes, they're cute and cuddly, but it's a wild bear. They'll rip you apart. There's a funny video on YouTube where this panda rips this man's shirt off him through the bars. Incredibly powerful animal. Bear, it's a wild bear that looks cute and cuddly, basically. So that's the worst version. Attaching that worst version of yourself is, for me, is a zoo panda. So that character's got to be, or that persona has got to be very powerful for you. Then you do the same for your best self. Someone who's had a profound impact in your life, a role model, an actor, a politician, a cartoon character, whatever that may be. Mine is panda. Why? Cute, cuddly, unique, rare. People travel all over the world to see pandas. Everyone loves pandas. Loves to be on show, confident, strong. Can move quickly when needs to. Can do what he wants. With no judgment. Adored. Cared for. And that is what excites me about my best version, about myself. That's what I want to be showing up as always. So when I go into a coaching call, when I go and do a public speaking engagement, when I do a podcast, when I meet a new friend, when I see people that I love and care about, who am I showing up as? Panda. So those words have got to symbolize worst version and best version. Very, very important. And that is step three, attaching the characters to those words. Now, friends, this is the most important part. It's called closing the loop. and it's called Driving Yourself into the Best Version of Who You Want to Be at Any Particular Time. And it's a 5-second rule to close the loop. So before I do a coaching call, I count to five and I identify who I'm going to show up as. I count it out loud. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who am I going to be? I'm going to be Panda. I'm going to do a public speaking engagement. Who am I going to be when I walk on stage? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Panda. However, you have the choice of also being the worst version of yourself, but you decide on how long you're going to be that worst version of yourself. Are you going to be the worst version for an hour? Am I going to be Zoo Panda for 2 hours? A few months ago, I was Zoo Panda for the whole day. But you open and you close it. And closing the loop is very, very important. Because what happens is you start to drive yourself into the best version of yourself always, automatically. So what happens? You start to leave the old version, the worst version behind. You dissolve that. You don't ever get rid of it, but you dissolve it. And you start showing up as the right version, the best version of you. So that 5-second rule is pivotal in this whole process. So I hope that helps. I'm just going to summarize quickly. Step one, worst version. Attach the words to worst version. Step two, part A, write the words that you love about yourself. Part two, send the message. Why are you friends with me and why do you love me? Complete step two by writing those words down. Then attach characters, best version, worst version. Then be able to understand of closing the loop, the 5-second rule, who you're going to show up as. Count it out loud. 5, 4, 3, 2, Zoo Panda or Panda? Drive yourself into action. You're going into that boardroom, who are you going to show up as? Panda. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Show up as Panda. You're meeting a new, you're going on a date. Who are you going to show up as? You've got an important meeting. Who are you going to show up as? Very, 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 very important. But where the real work starts, friends, is driving your subconscious restraints into becoming conscious. So you build a treasure chest. And I would say almost every single client I work with find this awkward. They find it difficult and they have resistance to it, to this. But the people that do the work with this, their life transforms exponentially, very, very fast. So this treasure chest has all the words that you've written about yourself that you don't like. It has all the words that you love about yourself plus your friends. You've attached the characters in there. You have the pictures of the characters in that box. All right? Now what you do with that treasure chest is you dive into it once a week. Just once a week. Why? Think of it like this. Treasure chest falls to the bottom of the sea in a shipwreck. Barnacles, seaweed, mussels, it's full of gunk and muck. And what happens is over time, by diving in, you start to clean that treasure chest up. You take off all the barnacles, you take off those little mussels on them, you take off the seaweed, you clean the treasure inside. And the treasure inside, my friends, is you. That's the treasure, is you. And you need to start treasuring yourself. And that helps you show up as the right version of you. So diving into your treasure chest once a week is pivotal in this process, along with closing the loop. Okay, and you can start to, over time, you start to humor the things you hate about yourself. I love the fact that I was the biggest blamer globally, one of the biggest in the world. I was a terrible blamer. I was a gossip. I was aggressive to my staff. I was fake. I was money obsessed. I was hard with people. I didn't treasure my friendships. I love those things about myself. Why did I behave like that? Because I had issues. We all do. We all have things that have happen in our lives that make us behave differently. Do I regret those things? No, I don't. It's part of who I am, but I can identify it, and I can identify who I don't want to show up as. And that's powerful. You know, a lot of people always say to me, Simon, you always seem so upbeat. Well, I really am, because I know what the best version of myself is. But I can also be Zoo Panda. And that's actually also okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That makes up who you are, and that's the experience of who you are, and you need to enjoy that. So diving into this treasure chest once a week is so, so, so important. Now, you've completed this coaching tool of developing the best version of yourself. Share it with your friends. My friends know me as Panda. Share it with your kids. Share it with your wife. Because what happens is, your partner might say, who we've got today? We've got Zoo Panda today. So what happens? You don't show up as Zoo Panda. You go into Panda. Your kids may know this. You can explain this to your kids. You could explain it to your colleagues. You know, I work with some corporates, and what we've done with corporates is doing this with their competitors. So when they're working with a competitor, they know who that the best and worst version is showing up as, and they can adjust the way they communicate in order to influence them positively and negatively on the outcomes that they want to achieve. You know, if you're dealing with a very high-profile CEO and you can hear it's the worst version showing up, back off. How can you switch him into his best version? And this is very powerful for companies, even young, small entrepreneurs who I'm working with. How to influence people positively, make them show up as the best version of themselves without you even having to force them to work with you. It's really powerful. But that's a whole nother, you know, I've got another tool which I've adapted to this for corporates, for small entrepreneurs, in how to influence people to be the best version of themselves when they're dealing with you. Maybe that's another podcast we could do. But I really want to share this gift with you today, friends, because it's been so transformational with me personally as a man. Am I perfect? No, I'm not. No one's perfect. But we need to perfectly enjoy the experience of who we are. And that's the gift. That's what I want for every single person that listens to this podcast. If they can start to enjoy the experience of who they are, that would give me so much joy. And that's why I want to share this gift. I want to share this gift and this amazing tool that people can use to completely transform their lives. As I've said again, guys, if you're struggling to identify what character you are, reach out to me, simonschmid.co. We can chat instantly off the website. Click the button on WhatsApp and we can start connecting, and that goes to anybody. And I just want to share this gift, and that's so wonderful to be able to do. And I feel I'm feeling really motivated, and I'm feeling really positive about the future, because I think human beings are realizing that it's humans first, business second. And I wish more people could do this on this planet, and who knows, maybe the world would be a very different place. And this is a challenge to all the coaches out there, trainers, therapists, counselors. Share your knowledge. Share without any expectation of receiving anything back. Because people need help right now. People need support. And I just wanted to share. So that's it for today. That's my little spin on things. And I hope it helps. Can't wait to do the next episode. I have absolutely no idea of what I'm going to do my next podcast on, but I'm sure it will come to me over the next couple of days. I want to thank you to all the originals, subscribers to my podcast. Thank you so much. You inspire me. You motivate me. And to the new subscribers, welcome. So fantastic to have you on board. And let's keep building this community, and let's shift some lives. but I need your support with this. I need your support in sharing this message, sharing the podcast, reviewing it. It really helps widen the net to pull people in so they can get these messages of inspiration and let's keep building this community. But that's it for today. Have a wonderful weekend. Lots of love. Cheers.